morning. This is Carl Ostreich. We will have a brief formal introductory remark period. The three speakers are Dr. David Ahlquist, who's a Mayo Clinic GI physician and Cologuard co-inventor. We've got Dr. Vijay Shah, who is chair of Mayo Clinic's GI and hepatology department. And we have Kevin Conroy, who is chief executive officer of Exact Sciences. We will ask journalists who have received the news release this morning who do not have that in their email box. They may get the news release at newsnetwork.mayoclinic.org, newsnetwork.mayoclinic.org. When we get to the Q&A portion of the event today, this is for journalists only. We will only be taking calls from journalists during that period. So we will get started. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. David Ahlquist, or Dr. Vijay Shah will start us out. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Vijay Shah, and I am the chair of gastroenterology and hepatology at Mayo Clinic. It's my distinct pleasure and honor to announce today that Mayo Clinic will be the first center in the USA to offer and implement the newest approach for colorectal cancer screening, Cologuard. Colorectal cancer is the number two cancer killer in this country. Ironically, it's largely preventable with screening of patients greater than 50 years of age. However, sadly, the current screening approaches are not adopted widely enough, and this is leading to many preventable deaths from colon cancer. This is where Cologuard will be a game changer. This new and simple test, which can be done in the convenience of one's own home, will revolutionize colon cancer screening by markedly increasing the number of individuals who will be willing to undergo colorectal cancer screening. Simply put, increased screening with Cologuard will dramatically improve screening and thereby save more lives. I'd now like to turn the microphone over to Dr. David Ahlquist, who is my colleague in GI and a co-inventor of Cologuard.
Thank you, Vijay. Dave Ahlquist, I'm a gastroenterologist at Mayo Clinic and have been involved along with my research team in the co-development of Cologuard. And I should start by disclosing that I personally and the Mayo Clinic as an institution have financial interests in Exact Sciences. I also serve as a scientific advisor and a research collaborator with Exact Sciences. This joint announcement today is a dream coming true for us. We are so excited by the potential of this new and revolutionary tool. This is a test, a non-invasive test, that is not only simple, as Dr. Shah mentioned, simple for patients, but it has incredibly high accuracy. It detects 94% of the most curable stage cancers. That's a sensitivity similar to what's been reported for colonoscopy. And the multi-center study that was reported recently in the New England Journal of Medicine also demonstrated very definitively that this test is more sensitive by a substantial margin and a statistically significant margin than fecal blood testing, the so-called FIT test, for both cancer and for precursor polyps. Now, the test is based on an approach that required several breakthrough technologies to achieve. And it basically detects DNA changes in cells that are shed from the surface of polyps or cancer. And those changes can be detected with very sensitive analytical techniques in stool, signaling the presence of a cancer or polyps. And so we hope that this new test applied in the general population will touch many lives and reduce the enormous death toll and suffering caused by colon cancer. So I would also like to emphasize as I close that Mayo Clinic takes great care in selecting its commercial partners, and we could not be more pleased with Exact Sciences in the way that they have delivered this promise in such a high scientific rigor and integrity. So it's my pleasure to introduce the CEO of Exact Sciences, Kevin Conroy.
Good morning. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, BJ. It's my pleasure to participate in this audio press conference today. My name is Kevin Conroy, CEO of Exact Sciences. We are very pleased to be able to make this announcement today. Mayo Clinic's adoption of Cologuard marks an important step forward in providing patients access to this really important new cancer screening technology. I'd like to thank Mayo Clinic for being the first healthcare system to offer Cologuard. We look forward to continuing our collaboration with Mayo Clinic to develop a growing pipeline of diagnostic screening innovations for gastrointestinal tract cancers, which cumulatively kill 150,000 Americans per year. This has been an incredibly productive collaboration, and we think Cologuard is just the start of our mutual innovative power. I think Carl is now going to open us up for questions. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. During the Q&A section, Dr. Shaw will handle implementation questions, Dr. Alquist will handle scientific and test-related questions, and Mr. Conroy will handle business-related questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. If you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. One moment, please, for the first question. And our first question comes from Jeff Hansel with the Post Bulletin newspaper in Rochester. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you could please discuss your need for test kit production with Medicare approval, coverage approval. You're going to need lots of kits, I assume. Can you talk about plans for production facilities, the possibility that Mayo Clinic's location in Rochester, Minnesota might draw one here and that kind of thing?
Thank you. This is Kevin Conroy. We're very pleased that 2 weeks ago the FDA and Medicare on the same day for the first time in history announced FDA approval and a proposed national coverage decision by Medicare. There's a 30-day public comment period that is presently open, and we would expect Medicare to make that national coverage decision final within the next 60 days or so. And the company has geared up for significant adoption of Cologuard, which means the manufacturer and readiness of many, many collection kits. Those collection kits are ready to go and will be shipped by express mail service, in particular UPS, directly to patients when a physician orders the test. So it's a very unique situation. Presently, the only lab that offers the test is in Madison, Wisconsin, although we have and will continue to have discussions with the Mayo Clinic to make the test potentially available in Rochester. That is not something that will broadly be available. Rather, this is something that we have had discussions with uniquely with the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, I will just add that we are all hopeful that we will be able to offer our patients in Rochester the test in the Rochester facility, but these discussions are ongoing.
And let me make one thing clear, is that anybody anywhere in the country that has access to express mail, which is everywhere, has access to Cologuard. And that's one of the unique things about the test, is it's, in addition to being highly accurate and patient-friendly, it's widely accessible. You can screen a lot of people very quickly and all at the same time. So that's a positive for Cologuard.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register for a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. We have a follow-up question from Jeff Hansel with the Post Bulletin newspaper in Rochester. Please proceed.
Well, thank you for your previous answer. How quickly can patients walk into their appointment today at Mayo Clinic in Rochester or Arizona or Florida and get a prescription?
Jeff, Dr. Shaw will answer that for you.
Thank you.
We anticipate that the test should be available for ordering by early September.
We have no further phone questions at this time.
I'll throw out a couple here. Kevin Conway, could you talk about what the cost of the Cologuard test is to patients?
The list price for Cologuard is $599. The price that we have proposed to Medicare is $502. This is a great value, particularly when you take a look at the costs of treating colon cancer, which in this country, the latest estimate is $14 billion a year are spent treating colon cancer, and that's expected to be $20 billion by the end of this decade. We believe, and I think the Mayo Clinic believes, that it's very important to invest in screening so that we're not spending as much on treatment. And, of course, the human toll can be avoided.
And a question for Dr. Shaw. Will Cologuard revolutionize screening for colorectal cancer?
Yes, I think it will. The current approaches for colorectal cancer screening are suboptimal, and a large number of individuals who should be screened are not screened, because the current modalities are invasive, and this will dramatically extend the number of individuals who will be able to undergo colorectal cancer screening with this test.
And Dr. Ahlquist, could you talk about what Mayo Clinic's role was in developing this test?
Sure. Carl, I would like to add to Dr. Shaw's response to your previous question and totally agree with it. But I think in terms of perspective, this is a test that performs for colon cancer in many ways better than a cervical pap smear does for cervical cancer. And cervical cancer used to be the most common cancer in women. Now in those screened, it's a rare disease. It's almost been eradicated as a result of that screening tool. It's our hope that a tool like this, with its high accuracy, patient friendliness, and easy access, will do the same thing for colon cancer as the cervical pap smear did for cervical cancer. So we really do hope that it will revolutionize screening. The role that Mayo Clinic has played has been important. A number of the technical pieces to this test were developed here at Mayo Clinic. The large number of patients that we have ready access to that have been so gracious in participating and providing their samples through the years made it possible to, efficiently, expeditiously do the development. I think we've taken it through different NIH grants and things. The technology has evolved now to the point of delivering the biological promise. But NIH doesn't deliver a test to patients. Mayo Clinic doesn't venture itself in new things. It requires a commercial partner to do that well. That's sort of the last stage of translational research. And we, as I mentioned earlier, could not be more pleased with the commercial partner we have chosen to deliver this test in the way that, it was done 10,000 patients, the last validation study, across more than 90 centers in North America. And the results were published in the most prestigious journal, the New England Journal of Medicine. So we're very pleased. This is a test that required a commercial partner.
This is Kevin Conroy. I can say that in March 2009, I made the decision, along with Manish Arora, our chief operating officer, to join Exact Sciences, in large part because of the work that was done in Dr. Ahlquist's laboratory and the commitment on Mayo's part about their desire to collaborate together to bring this test to being into reality. And over the last 5.5 years, it has been a real privilege to work with Dr. Ahlquist and the other the leadership at the Mayo Clinic. I can say with certainty that Cologuard would not have been developed and made it through the FDA clinical trials without the leadership of the Mayo Clinic. And I think this collaboration really provides a model for other innovations that will inevitably occur in the future by seeing a tremendous clinical and research organization like the Mayo Clinic working together with the healthcare innovative industry. So we are really pleased to have Mayo Clinic as a fellow collaborator.
Can Cologuard test for other cancers? Is there potential there, Dr. Shah or Dr. Ahlquist?
I would say that that's a vision for the future, but a number of additional research and investigation is needed before we can answer that question.
This is Dave Ahlquist. I'd be happy to add. I would say Cologuard, as it's currently configured, is a test really optimized to detect colon cancer and polyps. It will not be sensitive for cancers above the colon. But having said that, the same biology and the technology modified can detect cancers above the colon, even at early stages, and we've demonstrated that already. Cancers of the esophagus, stomach, pancreas, liver, and bile duct. And, you know, we hope that someday those very cancers for which currently there are no screening tests could be detected accurately at early and curable stages with a non-invasive test like Cologuard.
And if I'm at the age where I need to get screened for colorectal cancer, I mean, tell me about the new test. I mean, there shouldn't be any objections from my part if I'm at the age where I need to get a colonoscopy. Talk about how easy it is to do this test.
Well, there's a number of approaches for colorectal cancer screening. We see this test as one of the options. This is a very appealing option because it can be done right in the comfort of your home. And the model would be that you see your physician. They would prescribe the test for you. You would receive a kit in the mail. You would obtain the stool specimen without any pre-preparation on your part, and you would mail the specimen in. And eventually, in a period of hopefully approximately 2 weeks, that the test report would be delivered back to your physician. And based on those results, your physician would counsel you on further steps.
Okay, do we have any further calls from journalists on the line today?
Yes, we do have a follow-up question from Jeff Hansel with the Post Bulletin newspaper in Rochester. Please proceed.
Hi there. I appreciate your taking multiple questions from me. I just wondered if you could share a little bit about the financial impact on Mayo Clinic research as a result of this. Presumably, there will be many, many people getting this test, and the intellectual property rights would provide funding. Can you talk about the Mayo intellectual property percentage, please?
Thank you for the question, and we appreciate your questions. So you can keep them coming. That's just fine. So Mayo Clinic does have there's a joint venture with the Mayo Clinic, so a certain percentage of the proceeds do come back to Mayo Clinic. As you know, Mayo Clinic is not a corporation. It is a nonprofit, and so the a certain percentage of the royalties from the test would be fed back into further GI research, including research that can continue to enhance and innovate in colorectal cancer.
Okay, any further questions from journalists on the line today?
We have no further phone questions at this time, sir.
Okay, any final thoughts from Dr. Shah, Dr. Alquist, or Kevin Conroy? Okay, that concludes today's audio conference on Cologuard. We will have additional resources, including an audio file of this news conference today at newsnetwork.mayoclinic.org. That should be up within the next hour. We will also have a transcript of today's event, which will be up within about 48 hours. Thank you very much for participating today.